And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Eddie Handley from Don Eddie's Landing in San Quintin. We're talking some great stuff, fishing down south of the border.
Boy, it's having a great time, too. Like, I'm learning so much. San Quintin is a place that very aware of how great the fishing is, but never got to experience myself. And I can tell you, like, this show did it for me. Like, I'm going, man. It sounds really cool and always fun learning about spots that are new. And, man, we want to do it with you. If you got questions or want to join us here on Let's Talk Hookup, you want to talk to Eddie about just all the great stuff at Don Eddie's Landing, give us a call this morning. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here at Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text. Lots of great text questions rolling in here as well. That's only available through that Let's Talk Hookup app, and we're giving away a killer prize to one of our lucky callers or texters at the end of the show. We're going to pull a potential winner from all the callers and make it on the air. We're going to pull a potential winner from all the texters. Then we're going to have Eddie flip a coin. That coin's going to designate whether the winner goes to the caller or texter side, and somebody's going to get to go fishing on board the San Diego out of Seaforce Ford Fishing. Captain Ryan Boston, Captain Matt Brawla, have a great time on that really, really fun trip on board the San Diego.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. You know how many of our listeners now that are San Quintin fans are kind of swearing at us, going, God, you're giving out the secret
guaranteed
spot, man.
Guaranteed that's going on right now.
You're telling everybody about my secret spot here, but that's okay. There's plenty of room, right?
There's plenty of room.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. The phones are absolutely packed solid. We're going to jump back in and talk to Mitch. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Mitch, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I got a quick comment and question. 1975, me and two buddies went to Cabo and back with a 12-foot boat we towed. Our first stop was San Quintin. Dirt road all the way out. There was a couple of shacks there. And we stayed with these two guys because we were going to Bay of L.A. in the morning. And when we got up in the morning, they had these two big gunny sacks full of butter clams, like 4 to 6 inches across. And they picked them up for us, talking about a good way to start your vacation. But do they still have those there? I know this was a long time ago, 1975.
Absolutely. The butter clams are what I call the Mission Santa Maria Beach. There's a big hotel that has about a 5-mile-long beach. You just dig your feet right in the sand, you'll come up with butter clams.
Oh, that's so
cool.
They
are so good, too.
Delicious.
Yeah, inches deep.
Inches deep.
And you'll just bump into them with your feet. You pick it up. There you go. There's one. Walk a little bit. Hey, there's another. Hey, just fill them up.
You'll have a pot full in an hour.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds
cool.
And
if you don't want to dig them, you can buy them from one of the locals.
One of the locals. I walk down to the beach all the time and just buy them from the locals.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Well, it's kind of fun to dig them, too. You have to have the right tie, though.
No, you have to have the right toe.
The right toe. There you go.
Good question.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Jim from Morro Bay has a question. I have a 22-foot road trek RV. Are there RV sites nearby with hookups?
Don Eddie's Landing, we've got 10 RV hookup sites available.
Okay. So you got them right on your property?
Right on site, yes.
Okay. All right. Is that pretty popular?
It's pretty popular, especially for the summer crowd that lives on the other side. They live in San Felipe, and so they don't want to be there in the summer months. They'll come stay for the whole summer with us.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have about half our sites full in the summer.
Okay. All right. But at $58 a night for a room?
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
I mean, it's like, well, tow your thing down there and stay in a room for $58 a night.
Exactly.
Well, the RV hookups are $25 a night, but we do offer a monthly rate for them, too.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
All right. So if you want to spend a longer time down in San Quintin.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's available.
Hey, I thought there's another fun text. Great show, guys. For the kayak fishermen, how is kayak fishing in the bay, and how far, if we're staying from Don Eddie's, would we need to go to drive to a launch facility? And could you launch right from the hotel? And lastly, what species are found inside the bay? That's all from Sean. That's all from Sean, who I just realized forgot to put his phone number down.
No.
And it points in, if you're going to send us a text, make sure you include that contact info so we can call you back so you can win that great prize. But
Sean, I think I would defer that to our kayak fishing expert. He's a gentleman. His name is Chris. He owns the Italian restaurant in North San Catine, and he's the guy that brings in people from all over the West Coast to go kayak fishing right from our landing.
Oh, no kidding.
We have a kayak launch facility, and if you don't want to launch on our dirt facility, it's only a stone's throw to the public paved launch ramp. And I'm not sure what he catches. Again, I'm a deep sea boat fisherman, but he does guided tours of kayak fishing where you just follow him around to all his favorite spots.
That's cool.
Nice. And he's right inside the bay. There's plenty to catch.
Oh, there's a ton to catch, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard you say broomtail grouper earlier. And all the kids that want to catch fish, I tell them in the morning, get up at 5:30 and get a little plastic worm, hang it on a string or a piece of a fishing line, and ride over the dock, right from Don Eddie's Landing. At 6 o'clock in the morning, you'll catch your broomtail grouper, and they do every time.
No kidding. From the dock.
Right from the dock.
Right from the rocks. Every day.
Every day.
Yep.
They're in the bay.
They're right there in the bay.
I can't imagine. It must be good fishing in that bay.
It is. I'm sure it is.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. And we got that phone number, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Good text.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks for the follow-up. Yeah. But it's a good reminder for our listeners. I've been shaking. Make sure you include, when you do send a text, include your phone number, include your name, and where you're from.
And so, I didn't mention that in a while, so Sean gets a free pass.
Yeah, absolutely. you're in the running.
Yeah, no doubt. Although the phone lines are, again, packed up. If you want to get your chance to get through, we do have one line still open. That's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Doug. He's calling us from, or excuse me, Dave. He's calling us from Claremont this morning. What's up, Dave? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you guys very much for the radio station and all the information you provide. I was just kind of curious. There was a group of us. I'm with the San Diego Anglers, and there's a group of us that I used to go down very frequently. And I know that they were going to redo the burnt down. It was a tackle shop and restaurant above, and I just wondered if that ever got accomplished. Otherwise, it's a wonderful place to stay, and I've stayed there a lot. So is that structure got rebuilt or no?
Absolutely, Dave. What happened is after the fire in 2010, a brand new Palalpa restaurant was built right on the water. It's a huge restaurant with a bar and a kitchen. It's a very, very nice facility. I just put four brand new skylights in it, so it gets ventilation very well. And the building you're talking about that burned down, on the stilts that were there, the previous owner built a deck. And then he decided, well, maybe I'll put a bar up there. So he enclosed the walls up there. And then his wife said, no, we're not going to have two restaurants. So when I got the place, we turned it into an Airbnb. It's got a kitchen and a bathroom, and it's a completely open floor plan, and underneath it is our laundry room. So that structure that you may have seen many years ago is gone, but there is another structure in its place.
Okay. And the restaurant's in full operation. If you take a look at their website,
yeah.
Don Eddie's Resort, DonEddiesLanding.com, right?
Yes.
It's a great website. You can book online right there on the website and everything. You'll see pictures of that restaurant. It looks beautiful.
It's a very, very nice facility. And we have a lot of things happening. We have Friday night karaoke. We have Saturday night the boxing fights. We have Monday night football. We get a lot of local Americans that live in the area that come in and participate in drinking and eating.
Yeah. And then the rooms, there's also pictures on the website, too, of the rooms. And the rooms are very nice.
Yeah, and those are a little bit old pictures compared to how it looks now. They're much, much nicer looking now.
You said you renovated everything.
Yeah, it's clear.
Your dad's everything.
It's clear that you came in and put a lot of effort and I'm sure a lot of money into making this place what it currently is. I mean, it's obvious. It's very comfortable.
It's going to be in its glory days again, as it should be.
Yeah, for sure, because it is a great spot.
It is a great spot.
Easily accessible and lots of fun. Are you having fun doing this?
I'm having a blast.
Yeah?
Yeah. Between, you know, fishing and, you know, I love remodeling. I've been a contractor for years, but I also grew up fishing. My dad's lobster boat. I've had many boats of my own. Getting back to my roots is getting back to fishing. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds good. When lobster season, we were talking about having fresh lobster when the lobster season opens pretty soon down there.
Yeah, I believe it's after the 15th.
Yeah. Yeah, and because it opens before our season opens, a couple of weeks.
A couple
of
weeks.
So you'll be having fresh lobster on the menu coming real soon, huh?
And we'll have fresh lobster every day. One of our captains is a commercial lobster fisherman, and we do a great job with cooking lobster any way you want it.
Oh, man, sounds good. Speaking of lobster, next Sunday, 1 week from today, we're going to have Captain Steve Berto and Steve from Promar talking lobster.
Because
lobster season opens here on October 1st.
That's right around the corner.
Saturday, man. So it's like a couple weeks away.
All right, get ready, Dallas.
Yeah, you watch out. Yeah, for sure. So that'll be next Sunday. She was talking fish and lobster, for sure. Another great text from Matt in La Mesa. He says, why are so many big halibut and white sea, are there white sea bass and big halibut caught in your resort?
Giant white sea bass.
Giant white sea
and
bass.
Giant halibut. The kind that you used to see in San Diego when I was a kid, they're all down there. They moved.
Really?
Yes.
So you see a lot of them come in.
A lot of them come in.
Yeah. Any captains in particular that are really good at halibut fishing? Do you have, like, if somebody says I want to target halibut, do you have a captain that you're going to recommend?
There's about six captains we recommend, and it just depends on how big of a boat you want and how many people you're going to take along. We like Garcias, we like Jaimes, we like. There's several of them, and you're going to see all of those boats as you come in. It's a paved road all the way to the water from town. It's about a 4-mile road. Our little driveway is about a, 100 foot at the most.
Yeah.
Offshoot of that, it's dirt, but it's just a driveway.
Yeah.
You'll see our brand new block wall entrance as you come in. And you can see some amazing colors. We're painting everything.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
All right. Mexican traditional.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
Had this text come through from Bill in Mission Viejo. I was curious about the bait situation down there. Can you buy live bait? Is it all artificials? What should we expect? That's, again, from Bill in Mission Viejo.
It's kind of up to you as to what you want to fish. If you want to stop and catch bait along the way, the bait is widely available for sardines, anchovies, and even small mackerel. It's very fast getting your bait. You're not going to even spend an hour at it with the sabiki rigs getting your own bait. Your captains will have a live bait well. The bigger the boat, the better the bait well, and the longer they're going to last. The smaller boats are a little rougher on bait. So
sure.
You kind of pay for what you get. You know, you pay for a $250 panga. You're going to get maybe a plastic can with a pump that runs sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have about an hour's worth of live bait. You get a $600 boat, you're going to have a professional live bait well that's going to stay good for all day.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Harry? Harry's called us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. You just explained why I didn't get any halibut out at San Clemente. I guess they're all down in San Quintin now.
Could be.
But anyway, there's a lot of activity, obviously, going on in San Quintin, and 48 years ago, I and a few friends of mine, we quail hunted on our way down to San Quintin and then duck hunted the following day. I don't know what the current conditions are legally. Does Don Eddy's have any provision for duck hunting?
I don't personally have a knowledge of who to talk to for duck hunting, but our manager, Angie, who's been working next door and with us for many years, knows everybody in town, and I'm sure she could answer your question within 2 minutes. So just give us a call down there, and I'll have her answer your question for you. It's look us up on the web, www.doneddieslanding.com.
And you have a phone number somebody could call from the U.S. easily?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Is it a U.S. number or is it a Mexican number?
It's a Mexican number.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you call from the cell phone, I think most carriers are free.
For calling anything in Mexico from San Diego or anywhere in the U.S., it's the plus sign and then 5-2 and then whatever the local number is in Mexico. So it's plus 5-2.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, if you want to get through on the phone, hey, thanks a lot, Harry, and it was great having you on the Islander, too. Always fun to watch you come in last on the boat.
The Iron
sure.
Man.
The Iron Man himself, for sure. 213-432-1090. Been a very, very busy morning. There's your chance to get through.
Yeah. Hey, I had another great text come through. Saint-Quentin brings back so many great memories. This was always our first stop of our month-long family trip where we traveled down to Punta Chivato and back. It's a great place to take kids and family. If you haven't been, you're missing out. That's from Stephen Alpine. And I think that kind of goes along with what you were saying. Like it is a fantastic hardcore fishing spot, but it's not just that either. Kids, family, no problem.
We have some fun things for the kids to do. Like I said, if they want to get up early, they can go for the broomtail grouper fishing. I'll loan them a fishing pole, no big deal. Inside the restaurant, we have, you know, kids things. We got darts, we got pinball machines. We have the cornhole game, we have card games. Just fun things for kids to do. They can run around and be kids.
Yeah.
That's
beach
fun.
Beach is closed, easy access, safe. You're at the end of the road.
A lot of them just drop right in the water, go swimming. I go swimming with my dog almost every day in the bay. It's
nice.
78 degrees right now.
That's awesome.
It's wonderful.
With that tide, it gets flushed fresh water all the time.
Every day.
Yeah, every day. Hey, Tim asked, he's got a technical question for you. He says, I have a F-250 diesel truck, and is low sulfur diesel available down there? Do you know that? I'm not sure about that.
I have a three-year-old F-350 diesel, and I haven't had problem with any fuel.
So if yours works, the diesel is pretty much the same down there.
It's the same.
Yeah. So is diesel, like here, more expensive than gas?
No, it's about the same as gas.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just
It's subsidized by the government, so
yeah.
the volatile fuel prices just don't happen there.
They just, yeah. It's pretty level.
It's level.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, dude. It's time for our FishDope.com report with a man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns, local, long range, or private boat. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, and the pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to check him out on Instagram as well at The Real Fisherman's Processing. We've got Dave Hansen on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Pete, Rick, Eddie, good morning, good morning, good morning. What a spectacular week. I was listening to Brian Woolley talk. Absolutely phenomenal fishing up in the Dana Point area. Absolutely incredible. But he was talking about that fishing down below on the calico bass. That's what I was going to talk about today. Some of our clients were bass fishing. They didn't have the time to go offshore and go look for kelps. They'd already caught all the Dorado they wanted this year. So they went down there bass fishing, and they had phenomenal calico bass fishing at a place called Patterson's Kelp just below San Onofre. And the big news was they said they thought that it was a sea lion. And for the next 3 hours, they had a 300-pound black sea bass swimming around behind the boat.
No way. They said
it was just the coolest, the coolest thing they'd ever seen. It was just back there the whole time. They were out of their minds. The video they shot was horrible quality. I can't use it, but still, they had the time of their life. They said it was so cool to watch. The first thing they thought of was, oh, that sea lion's trying to get my bass. They pulled it out of the water just in time before a 300-pound black sea bass ate it.
Oh, that is rad. How fun.
That's fun.
Absolutely. And that spot is named after a guy named Joe Patterson. Frank LaPresse, you know, very, very well. He caught the world record black there back in the 50s. So that spot's very well known as Black Sea Bass House. So that's what I had to share with you this morning. We all know about the phenomenal offshore fishing. It's historic. The Dorado, the yellowfin, the bluefin, that stuff's all clicking along. But Catalina's hardly getting touched at all. Very good yellowtail fishing. East end, backside, no one's really doing it, but the guys that are having a great time fishing yellows back there, and it's that 12 to 15 pound fish, and it's really good fishing. We got really bitching weather. It's just phenomenal time to go fishing, and then I hear that there's really good fishing on the Cortez and the Tanner, which is amazing that someone wants to go all the way out there with the phenomenal fishing going on the beach and the beautiful price of fuel right now. But that being said, it's really good quality yellowtail fishing out there on the Cortez and the Tanner with, for the boats that do venture out that far. And then that giant yellow bluefin still biting in a bunch of different spots. So there's really no reason to fish for boats if you go fishing. There's plenty of fish to catch. And I heard John Ireland talking about how tropical it looks down here. It's absolutely incredible, Pete and Rick. It is. It looks like the jungle here. It is absolutely incredible. And we're going to get a bunch of more water again tonight and tomorrow. So I can't even imagine how it can grow anymore. But it is as green as I've ever seen it here.
Oh, that's perfect for the monkey. You should let him go running in the trees.
Yeah, Kelly's giving him some bananas right as we speak, right this second. Little guy's looking out the window, wishing he was climbing in the trees.
Yeah, well, fishdope.com has all the sources. Right now, the way things changed after that hurricane, you need fishdope.com more than ever. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, real quick, though, Pete, we still need a couple boats for War Heroes on Water. I know you're you're promoting the heck out of it. War Heroes on Water, need a couple more boats, gang. We got a couple, need a couple boats that broke down. So War Heroes on Water, if you can help us out, check out War Heroes on Water. And you can always find me on any social media platform or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Your Saltwater Guide. And I will be with you guys next Sunday from the ocean. We'll be out at San Clemente Island or Catalina or somewhere catching tuna.
That, with the War Heroes. That's fantastic.
Yes,
all
sir.
All right, Dave, good luck on that trip, and we'll talk to you from the water next Sunday.
All right, guys. Bye.
Thanks,
all
Dave.
Right. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, if you want to get through, it has been a very busy morning. Great opportunity right now. We do have a line open. That's 213-432-1090. Not only your opportunity to talk to Eddie, but also your shot at winning that great prize. Again, giving away a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Had a great text come through. This one was from Jerry. He says, good morning, everyone. When you come down there, is it best to take cash or can you use bank cards? Should we exchange for pesos? What's the best move on currency? Is it easy enough? Do you also get a good exchange if you're using your card? That's all from Jerry in, looks like, Orange County.
Yeah, Jerry, I would say my favorite thing to do is exchange money before you cross over the border. The last exit or the second to last exit before you cross, doesn't matter where you cross, there's always going to be an exchange place there. Seems to be a better rate. And when you're in Mexico, if you use your credit card, they're going to charge you anywhere from 6% to 10% at whatever place you're at. In addition to that, your bank will probably charge you a fee on top. So
some cards do, some cards don't.
Some cards don't. So generally speaking, cash is the best deal.
Yeah, and pesos are better than dollars?
Pesos are better than dollars because then you're not going to have to deal with whatever exchange rate the vendor wants to give you.
You get a true exchange
rate. Well, there is an exception. The grocery stores give you a better exchange rate than the exchange houses.
So oh, really?
If you're going shopping, take dollars.
Okay.
You know, for food, but everything else, is pesos are welcome.
Do you take credit cards at Don Eddie's Landing?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Okay, all right. It's coming soon. So bring pesos or dollars.
Yeah, pesos or dollars.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Good question.
Yeah,
for sure.
For
let's
sure.
go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about Daryl from Oceanside up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Daryl.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I'm driving right now. I stayed down at Campo Lorenzo a few times. I was wondering how far he is from there.
Campo Lorenzo is right next door.
Oh, okay.
It's in the same neighboring hood.
Yeah, Lorenzo, in fact, he offered to sell me his airport and 60 acres. I said, no thanks, but he's still there. He's just he's starting to get to the retirement age where he doesn't want to do any of the work, so he's selling things off.
Ah, okay. And he's got an airport.
He's got an airport, landing strip and a hangar and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's great. We've had quite a few questions come through, you know, on the tech side. That was going to be one of the next ones read was about that. You know, is there an airstrip available? Is there commercial flights? Is it only private flights? That kind of.
Well, we're hoping to, in the future, allow us to do packages where people can fly in. And stay with us, go fishing with us, eat with us, and fly out. And we have the permission for that airport to use it. We just have to find the right charter captain at the right price to be able to fly in from Tijuana or wherever.
Sure. Right on. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip, just when you need low gas prices most. Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking Don Eddy's Landing in San Quintin. This has been a great show.
Yeah, really. And again, I encourage you, if you're interested, check out their website, DonEddy'sLanding.com. It's very well done and kind of gives you kind of a pictorial of that paradise.
It's best to actually type that in your browser, because if you do a Google search, you might come up with one of the older websites.
So oh, okay.
Type in DonEddy'sLanding.com right in your browser.
So right into the browser. Yeah, rather than it. Using a Google, just
correct.
Type DonEddy'sLanding.com.
Take correct. You to the source.
Yep.
Yeah. I right like there. It.
All right. Very good. Hey, Daryl from Los Alamitos had a good comment about the diesel. And he says, I worked in the oil business for 31 years. Diesel in Mexico is different sulfur content than in the United States. We have canceled ultra-low sulfur in the United States. Mexico does not. So to answer that sofa question, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But,
there it is.
But if the person that asked that question about the ultra low sofa understands that, that's fine. But you have a diesel F-350, Ford F-350, and you run Mexico diesel all the time.
A new diesel. And I've got also one that's a year 2000 diesel. They both run fine
on the diesel down there. Okay, very good.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Steve. He's calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Steve.
Long time since I've been down on the San Quintin, but I do remember we took motorcycles with us, and there was some fantastic riding, and we would fish in the afternoon. And I was wondering if that was available. Can you ride in and ride out on dirt bikes from your property?
Absolutely. In fact, if you go to our website, there, right on the front page of the website, there's a link you can click to download 4 loops right out of our property of motorcycle rides. We do have quite a few groups that ride motorcycles, and they'll ride a 4-day ride, come into our place, stay for 2 nights, go fishing 1 day, have a feast, and then they'll ride out the next day. So we have groups coming in with no fishing equipment and just going fishing and having a blast.
Wow, that sounds really fun. Yeah, so there's kind of like anything you want to do down there, just like a road trip.
Absolutely.
And I like what you were saying about the fishing opportunities down there. It can be very inexpensive but kind of bare bones, all the way up to a nice parker that's furnished with gear and a bait, or wherever you fall in between there. You know, he said from a couple $100 to $600, that window, wherever you want to be, is available for you.
Right, and, you know, you can fish. You can fish up to 5 people on a boat. Of course, you're not going to be all fishing at the same time with a chance of tangling lines. You can fish 4 at a time. But some of the captains will take 5. So if you got a group of 10 guys on dirt bikes, it's your opportunity to have a blast together.
That's cool.
All right.
How fun.
Great. Hey, Arnie Seiko is on the line, and he just completed a fabulous Liberty Let's Talk hookup trip, a 2-day trip. Good morning, Arnie.
Hi, Arnie.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, and the guest there. Yeah, that trip, it was phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you. We got the call a little early on Sunday. We left it. They wanted to leave 2 hours early, so we figured something was up. And, yeah, we ran all the way to the Cortez for day one. And on the Cortez, we were out there fishing for some very quality yellowtail out there. And we did really well on that. And then that afternoon, we moved toward the Bluefin Grounds, which are on the Tanner. And tell you what, after dinner, Charles gave us the talk about, you know, how we're going to try to fish with knife jigs. And it stayed, we were picking a little bit until, I'd say about close to 11. Myself, personally, I was getting pretty poot because we'd been going all day. And then I was having some trouble getting hooked up, and one of the deckhands, Nano, he hooked up, got hooked up on a rod, and he yelled for me, and I ran out there. Son of a gun, the game was on, man. It was awesome. I took my fighting that thing, and then took me across the stern, up the bow, you know, crossed the anchor a couple times, and then, man, here we go. I'm looking over the rail, and I look at this thing, and this fish is about the size of the hood of my truck. And my God, I tell you what, and they got it hooked, they dropped it over, and it's just like, holy crap. And they were telling this thing is 130 pounds.
Nice.
Congratulations, buddy. That's a fish.
I said this was my goal, to catch a triple digit tuna. And there we are. I finally did it. And we got two other ones on that same stuff. Michael Edda got the 150, which I think was the largest of our trip. And we got another 100-pounder from Randy Takeshita, who's a tell you what, he's a regular. I think Randy has been riding these Liberty trips since you started them, Pete. And the cool thing about it, looking at the passengers, I'd say at least half of the passengers are regulars on the Liberty trips.
Yeah, it's and, pretty nice. It's a nice light load. I mean, 26 max on that on those limited load 2-day trips. And what a fantastic trip. And I saw you guys on – we were loading the kayaks on the Islander when you guys were unloading the fish. And your display of fish was unbelievable. Dorado, big tuna, yellowtail. It was an impress. I said, you guys had a good trip, yeah, didn't
cool.
you? Yeah. It was a good
– Oh, man. Everybody appreciated this trip. All the goodies that we gave out, everybody was so happy. And I tell you what, we sent you a little message actually for your 31st anniversary. I texted it to you that they all wish you the happy congratulations on 31 years of Let's Talk Hookup, and we want another 31 more if we can do it. You know.
Thanks. Thanks, Arnie.
We'll see what we can do here.
I'd add too, Gamakatsu gave hooks to everybody and buffs. They Shimano gave a bunch of stuff away. AFCO gave a bunch of stuff away. Just a lot of good giveaways on the trip, too. That was really, really generous of our sponsors to throw stuff out there and give away stuff. And I might add, too, Arnie, you have a charter challenge with CCA coming up, right?
Yes, I certainly do. That's going to be October 9th through 11th, and I will be charter mastering that trip, and we will be on the Tomahawk. And I have a lot of openings, guys. It's a great deal, $650 for the trip, including meals and a CCA membership. And we did the first charter challenge trip on the Tomahawk back in 2019, so we're kind of going back to that boat. And I'd love to have all you guys come out and fish with us, man. I tell you what, these conditions – they're excellent conditions, and the price right now for a two-day trip, I don't think you can beat it right now. You're having troubles looking at any of these boats trying to get on right now because the fishing's so darn good.
Yeah,
and
I mean, our two-day Liberty trip in October is already sold out. The next one. So, yeah, if you want to, I can't believe you can get on the Tomahawk. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to get on that trip, how do they do it?
Go to ccacalifornia.org. And look for the events tab. You'll see Charter Challenge, and you can go ahead and get on the trip there. We're also running Charter Challenge. Also running trips out of Dana Landing, running it out of 22nd Street, and Inland Empire is actually they're running the Ocean Odyssey. But you can log on all the trips through CCACalifornia.org. Everybody has spots, guys. So jump on. It's a lot of fun, especially right now. This is just phenomenal fishing, and please don't forget to call a fish processor because you talked about my 90 pounds of fillets. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't miss those days. I really love the processors. It's so much easier to do it that way.
Make your booking with your processor. Hey, also, one more quick thing. Arnie, you've been staying in touch with Cowboy and his daughter. How's Cowboy doing?
Thanks for asking, guys. Cowboy... he's poor guy. Sometimes just can't catch a break. He's got an eye infection he's dealing with. He's getting better. He's back in the rehab hospital, and he actually through Layla messaged me about that fish I caught, which was really nice, Cowboy. Appreciate it. I know you're out there. If you're listening, Cowboy, thank you, buddy. Yeah, you were out there on my shoulder, right over my shoulder here, watching me catch that fish, buddy.
There you go.
But,
get well, Cowboy.
Yeah, buddy. We're thinking
about
you.
Yeah, we need you back for sure. All right. Arnie, great job on the Liberty trip. Appreciate that. And good luck on your charter challenge, ccacalifornia.org. Go to the charters page and sign up for that trip and go fishing. Catch a big one. All right. Thanks, Arnie.
Yeah, thank you, Pete.
Thanks, Arnie.
Thank you.
Again, if you want to get through, still time for your phone calls at 213-432-1090. Text that came through with a couple of questions that one of which has already been answered, and he was wanting to know, is there gas and diesel and also propane available, but also what about storing a trailer? That was from Dan in Huntington Beach. Any like kind of long-term guy wants to keep a trailer down there?
Absolutely. We have storage. We have people that store their motorcycles in a secure building that just want to come ride every other weekend. We have open storage for boats, trailers, and vehicles as well.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Very nice. So if you just want to go down there and you know, just bring your boat down once and then just come down at times, you can leave it right there.
It's a nice, secure area.
Nice. Very nice. Another question here from Mike also wants to know, are there any medical facilities close by?
Absolutely. There's lots of clinics. And there are two hospitals right in San Quintin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, because like you said, there are a lot of... gringos that live down there.
Absolutely.
And so they're catering a lot to the gringo people, right?
That's correct.
So if you have an issue, there are medical facilities close
Absolutely.
By. Okay. All right. Very good.
Did you see Daryl's follow-up on the ultra-low sulfur?
No,
I thought that was cool. Yeah, I texted back saying it really doesn't matter in terms of what the fuel is. the content. It's an air quality thing, and you know California.
Yeah. So you can use the diesel in Mexico, yeah, is the bottom line.
Sounds like it has no bearing on the vehicle running, just the, yeah, you know, emission,
just
whatever.
The emission.
Yeah, I thought that,
that's the Newsom
factor. That last part would just set it all. Like, yeah. You know California. Yeah, we know. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the fuel is better in Mexico. Because I have regular fuel in all my small engines, and in California I have to add the additive so the fuel doesn't go bad.
Yeah.
Well, in Mexico they don't really sell additive very much. So, in my
where do they put that stuff in it? The corn syrup or whatever in the gas up here.
Miracle oil.
Or yeah, yeah. It's like whatever it is, it's not good for your vehicle or your boat. Yeah.
Sure. You're talking about the ethanol.
Ethanol. Yeah, exactly. They don't put ethanol in the fuel down in Mexico.
Well,
yeah,
I
don't think so.
No.
The phones are packing back up. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Being that I've never done it before, you guys touched on it earlier about, you mentioned fish processing, if you want to hire a processor to take care of your catch. Do you get it back in Ziploc bags or the vacuum bag? That's my first question. The second one is, if it's a 10 fish per species limit and you're bringing home a cooler full of fillets, if you get stopped, do you get hassled with other issues with that or no?
I've never heard of anybody getting hassled over fish coming back into the U.S. Some people bring an entire freezer full of fish and nobody stops and counts it. You're coming back into the U.S., you know, you're not dealing with Mexican officials coming into the U.S. You're dealing with U.S. officials. As far as bags go, if you want to vacuum bag your own fish at our facility, there's no charge for that if you bring your own bags. If you want to use one of the fish processors that are local, they charge $6 a bag and they provide it for vacuum bagging.
Yeah.
And just for clarification, it's a five of any one species per day, maximum 10 total. So it's five yellowtail and five yellowfin.
Right.
Ten yellowtail.
And also the Dorado limit is two.
Right.
And that counts as five towards your five fish limit. That is the official Mexican limit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, And again, letter of the law, it's no trip can retain more than 3 days worth of limits.
Worth of limits.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have 15 fish.
15 yellowtail, 15 yellowfin, or you know,
yeah, you can a total of 30,
correct,
maximum, and the Dorado count as a five fish limit of,
correct,
two. So you could have, like, if you're there for 3 days, you could have 15 yellowtail and six Dorado,
correct,
for example.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, or to stay
within the law,
or any mix there within.
And again,
that's just how the law is written. You know the rest. You know, you fill in where you fill in.
Yeah, and Eddie, what about fishing licenses? Do you have fishing licenses available down there?
We have them available from our computer in our office.
So you'll print them for them.
Yeah, when you come down, we'll take care of your license for you.
Okay.
It takes a little time. Expect about 20 minutes to do it, but we'll get it done.
But if you can get it done up here, you're better off.
It's faster if you get it done here.
Yeah. And actually, I might say the last times I've used the portal for the Mexican license, it's up, down. It's actually been working lately.
Yeah, there's two different portals, and so we can switch between
them. Oh, okay. The two different ones.
Yep.
The way I usually do it is I go to the Sport Fishing Association of California website, californiasportfishing.org, go to their Mexico tab, and then you click on licenses there, and it takes you to one of those two portals, and that one seems to work most of the time.
If you go to our website, doneddieslanding.com, we're in the process of changing to the newer portal, but the old portal's hit and miss. So if it's not working, just wait a week. We'll have the other one up.
But you actually have a link to it on your website.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. That's good news.
I'm with you, Pete. I like the SAC one. If that one's not working, I believe that the other one is sportfishingbcs.gov.mx.
The BCS one is always working, but sometimes it does not like American credit cards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's just some frustrations in navigating that. Like you say, there's a couple of different websites, there's a couple of different things, but I like the one that SAC links to, but if that one's not working, that's the other one, the sportfishingbcs.gov.mx.
Okay, very good. Dale has a question. Can you tell me if Kelly is still guiding?
Yeah, Captain Kelly is still there, and son Carlos is there as well. And he fishes back and forth between the San Felipe side and our side. And so right now he's probably headed over to the San Felipe side as the weather cools down over there.
Good info.
All right.
I had another text come through. This one was from Rory. He says, can you give me an idea of how much cash one should appropriately bring, and how about tipping our pongueros? Does it need to be in pesos? Is U.S. currency fine? And what's an appropriate amount?
Tipping your captain is totally up to you how much you want to tip. I generally tip my captain $50 U.S. cash. And the captains are all fine with cash, U.S. dollars. Pesos are usually welcome for other things you're going to need to go to the store with. When I'm traveling Baja, I budget $150 a day for myself. That's for motels, for food, for anything else I might need.
Mm-hmm. Good tip, man. That's great.
All right. Hey, Jeff in Huntington Beach, he said, good morning, guys. Lots of memories from San Quintin. Big rockfish, sheephead, lingcod, halibut, excellent yellowtail fishing, awesome calico fishing at San Martin Island, also some humpback whales cruising by. And my dad used to own Pedro's Pongas, and my best friend Brian is there right now. So he's enjoying San Quintin.
Congratulations, and you know, we send people to Pedro's all the time.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the outfitters there.
That's one of the main outfitters, and they're on kind of the low dollar end of the spectrum. So our customers that are on a budget really appreciate Pedro's.
That's cool.
All right. Of course, Pedro. Don't put that in my right?
It sounds like a really fun place too. Like I love that you can really dial that trip in how you want it. You know, you can get the Airbnb and stay in a great place and go on a really nice boat and spend a few bucks and have the kind of everything handled for you. Or, you know, on a budget, you can have a fantastic fishing trip with you and a couple of buds and split cost and have a low dollar investment, but really make some really fun fishing memories.
There's an opportunity for a great time no matter what your budget
is. You participate at the level you want.
Yes.
That's cool.
All right. Tom in Temecula has a question. He says, do the boats have safety equipment and fish holds?
Not all of the boats have fish holds, but they all have safety equipment. They're all certified by the Mexican government for safety every year.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you have a lot of ice, so if the boat does have fish holds, or you might even bring a white bag down. Bring your own fish bag down.
Yeah, bring kill bag.
Bring your fish since you're driving.
A lot of the guys bring or even the captains bring a huge ice chest to put the fish in. Uh-huh. And if there's overflow from that, then it stays on the deck till you get back. But
yeah.
But every captain usually takes ice out to begin with.
And, cool. And you have plenty of ice for purchase.
We have plenty of ice at Don Eddy's. Yep.
Yeah, right at Don Eddy's. All right. How do you get all your ice?
We have it delivered.
There's an ice man in town.
Ice man, a beer man, you name it.
Yeah. What's amazing is you say it sounds so remote, but you're only 4 miles from the center of town.
It is remote because it's a dead end street without cross traffic, so you don't get any horns or any cars. There's nobody driving around at night. The night sky is absolutely gorgeous. If you want to see the stars, right on the bay, it's beautiful.
Now, how about somebody that's never made the trip down before? You know, lots of guys that travel Baja and all these trips, you hear all these text messages, you know, that have been coming through of guys that have done that their whole life. What if somebody listening has never made that drive before, apprehensive? What kind of info would you have for them? I mean, it's the toll road with hardly any traffic virtually the whole way, it sounds like.
It's a non-stress drive. I mean, the only thing that you might feel a little stress is going through the border, you know, because they have the gates. And if you have a van or a pickup truck, they might want to inspect what's in your car. That's about the only stress I would say there could be, because once you're past those gates, you're immediately on Highway 1. You follow the sign to the right. You're on Highway 1. You're on Highway 1 all the way to San Quintin. There's no other issues.
There's no getting on, no getting off. It's super easy. Well,
Ensenada will have signs that direct you back onto the highway. Because Ensenada, the highway ends in Ensenada, and then it restarts after Ensenada.
After Ensenada, yeah. Hey, our friend Scott Cox says, enjoying the show today. San Quintin has been legendary for 50-plus years for Baja motorcycle race fans. Few better destinations for adventure motorcycle riders like me. So there
absolutely.
You go.
Absolutely. We have a lot of the bigger clubs. Well, not bigger, but the guys that are taking 24 riders come in and reserve with us to spend a night or two nights with us, and then they're off on another adventure.
There you go.
Yeah, I dig it, man. Well, again, as we always say, these 2 hours flying by. We got more Let's Talk Hookup when we come back. We're going to be having more with Don or with Eddie from Don Eddie's. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewrich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protective, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All right, it's time to find out who's going fishing on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. And Eddie's going to do us the honors of flipping the coin. We're going to find out. We've got a caller or texter. And we have the caller today, Mike in Phoenix. Congratulations. You are going fishing on board the San Diego. You are going to absolutely love it.
I love coming out here to San Diego and going on the San Diego. Absolutely. Going on the San Diego in San Diego.
Yeah.
For sure. From Phoenix. Hey,
thanks, Mike.
Great job, Eddie. Eddie Hanley from Don Eddie's Landing. Again, website, more information. How do we get it?
www.doneddieslanding.com, and that'll have our motel booking. It'll show you some pictures. You can get your fishing license, all kinds of good stuff.
All the good stuff.